Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
How about a big hand for the musicians? How great are they? Fantastic. And our singers sitting down. Wonderful. I'm having a lot of fun. You having fun? Great. Let me introduce myself. My name's Bruce. I'm the minister here at All Saints. It's great to have met so many of you outside before. Great to have our kids from Kids Club and everything else along. And it's just been a fantastic day, a fantastic afternoon. Well, I wonder if you kids might be able to help me. I've got a little video clip for you for the parents to watch. You close your eyes and you listen to it. I want you to tell me if you can tell me what it is. Okay? Might be a little bit quiet. Is it a loud ambulance? How did you know it was an ambulance? Yeah? How? Because the sirens. Now, everyone knows what an ambulance sounds like, especially if you live about here. There's lots of ambulances down there. Now, you have different reactions to an ambulance if you hear it. If you're driving a car on the road, what do you do if you hear an ambulance? That's right, you get out of the way and you get behind it and follow it through all the lights. You get out of the way, don't you? You've got to get out of the way. And if you're walking along on the footpath and you hear an ambulance really loud like that, what might you do? Collapse? Yeah, or go like that. That's right. Now, what if you were someone who was really hurt and you were in an accident and you hurt yourself and you heard an ambulance coming? Would you run away? No, because that's a good sound. I remember once I was at a car accident and I wasn't in it, but someone was hurt really badly. And they were waiting. Someone called the ambulance. And when we heard the sirens, that was a great comfort to them because they knew the ambulance is there and I was able to say to them, it's okay, you can hear the ambulance, it's going to be here any moment now, and that's good news. All that noise is good news. Now, would you say that would be good news, wouldn't it? If you were hurt or injured and you heard a siren coming, it was the ambulance, and knew they were going to help you. That would be good, wouldn't it? Okay, but what was really important to us, we didn't care that much about the sound. What was important to us is when the ambulance pulled up, and two people got out of the back of it. Two paramedics got out and they helped the woman in the car who was hurt. So all the sirens, they didn't really mean that much. It was what was inside the ambulance, the people that were there to help. And that's a little bit what Christmas is like, I think. Because I reckon Christmas is a lot like a really loud, screaming ambulance. Because I want you to think about some of the things we've heard tonight about from the readings. We've got Mary has an appearance from the Archangel Gabriel. That's a pretty noisy thing to happen. That's big, isn't it? Archangel Gabriel came to tell Mary that she was going to have a baby and it was going to be God's child. An angel appears to Joseph in a dream to tell him what's going to happen and to call him Jesus. An angel appeared to shepherds in the middle of the night saying that the Messiah has been born, the King has been born. And then a whole heavenly host, like tens of thousands of angels, appeared singing. Does that sound like something that was very quiet? I think the first Christmas was very noisy. And then, if that's not big enough, Archangel Gabriel appearing and other angels and whole hosts of companies of angels appearing, making a lot of noise, then what happened? A big star in the sky, God moved so the wise men could follow it to find Jesus. So even these really important wise men or magi or kings of their own travelled all the way across the world for this event. Now, does that sound like a quiet event? Does it sound like the first Christmas was very, don't tell anyone it's happening? I think it was very big, like an ambulance arriving. All the sirens were going and everyone was waiting for something big. What do you reckon? I think that's a lot of Christmas is like for lots of people. Christmas is really loud and noisy and flashing lights and lots of exciting things happening. And it's Christmas trees. Who likes Christmas trees? Who likes putting them back in the box at the end? And Christmas lights, who drives around and sees all the Christmas lights? They're great, aren't they? They look fantastic. Of course, I guess you guys aren't interested in Santa. No, you don't like Santa? Oh, you do? Oh, right. There you go. And Christmas cards and presents and tinsel. See, for a lot of people, Christmas is all about the sirens and the noise and the lights and the flashing. And it's a big event. But what's really important? Christmas is more about, like the ambulance, it's more about the person inside. It's not about all the noise that the ambulance makes, is it? It's about the paramedics that are inside that get out. Who's inside Christmas? Who's behind all the noise at Christmas? It's the baby, Jesus, isn't it? But it's more than that. Do you know what this event is about? It's about Jesus, who is God himself, who made the world, coming to earth as a person. See, all the flashing lights, they're just fantastic. It's great to celebrate Christmas. But right inside the ambulance is the Saviour. And he is God himself, come to earth. He's the one who made the heavens and the earth, has come to be with us. This is not just a baby. This is God on earth. This is the creator of all the world, the one who made you and you and you and you and you and you, came to this earth. Why? He was called Jesus to save his people from their sins. To save us. He was the paramedic inside the ambulance. He's the one we're really waiting for. You know, when those ambulance officers got out of the ambulance when I was there, I knew it was them because they were all dressed up in their ambulance gear and they had little badges on and they had a first aid kit and it was really obvious. But when Jesus came, he came as a baby. You didn't think he was going to grow up and die on a cross, did we? But he did. And I guess Jesus is that unexpected rescuer. We open up the ambulance of Christmas, there is a baby who grows up to die for us. Not just any baby, but the creator of the world. So I want to pray for all of you, all of us this Christmas, that we enjoy the sirens, that we enjoy the flashing lights and the great music and everything that comes with Christmas, because this is a big celebration, a big event. But don't forget to look inside the ambulance. Look inside and see the rescuer. See God himself, the creator of the world, who has become human to rescue us. That is an amazing thing. I hope that this next song, the girls have got an item they're going to sing for us now. Have a look at the words and just reflect on that one thing, that God the Creator became one of us to save us. And thank you for coming tonight.